Classic Oscar Locator returns as a browser-based tracking simulator. A new browser-based recreation of the classic Oscar Locator satellite tracking aid is now online and free for all amateurs to use. And you can go to oscarlocator.nhm, and I'll spell that, November 8 Hotel Mike, .radio. The Oscar Locator web simulator is the work of AMSAT Executive Vice President Paul Stutto, N8HM, and is modeled on his Orbitrack desktop application. It runs entirely in a web browser on desktop mobile devices with no login, installation or plugins required. For amateurs who came to satellite operating after the era of paper tracking devices, the original Oscar Locator was a circular azimuthal equidistant map of one hemisphere paired with a rotating clear overlay. By aligning the overlay to a satellite's equator crossing, an operator could determine where the spacecraft would appear in the sky and when it would be in range, all without a computer. N8HM's web version preserves that look and method while adding the convenience of live on-demand computation. The simulator renders the familiar polar azimuthal equidistant map as well as QTH-centered version, automatically choosing the north or south polar sheet for the operator's location. It draws the satellite's ground track with 10-minute time marks, plots a range circle over the operator's station, and shows the spacecraft's instantaneous footprint. A live readout reports the subsatellite point, azimuth and elevation from the station, slant range, and whether the satellite is above the horizon. Longitude and step forward minute by minute, or jump directly to the next visible pass over their location. A QTH-centered view places the operator station in the center of the map with azimuth bearings and great circle distance rings, the same geometry used by a physical Oscar Locator card. The next passes panel lists the next 10 visible passes over the operator's QTH, with acquisition of signal peak and loss of signal times, pass duration and maximum elevation and bearing. A single click seeds any listed pass onto the map. A separate reference orbit table gives equator crossing times and longitudes suitable for setting a physical Oscar Locator. The satellite picker is fed from current Oscar GP, that is general perturbations, orbital element data with a bundled offline snapshot, so the tool remains usable if live data cannot be retrieved. The station can be set by Maidenhead grid square, by latitude and longitude, or automatically through the browser's geolocation. During live tracking, the display follows the satellite across the equator, switching between the north and south polar sheets as appropriate. And once again, the Oscar Locator web simulator is free to use and available online at Oscar Locator, one word, oscarlocator.november8hotelmike.radio. Amateurs new to satellite work may find its visual hands-on approach a useful way to build intuition for how amateur satellites move and when they can be worked from a given location. Catalyst Space Technologies is preparing to launch its Link servicing spacecraft aboard a Northrop Grumman's Pegasus XL rocket no earlier than June the 30th. The mission will attempt to rendezvous with NASA's Swift Observatory and raise its orbit, potentially extending the life of the 22-year-old space telescope. The launch is expected to mark one of the first operational attempts to capture and service an unprepared satellite already in orbit. Swift was launched in 2004 to study gamma-ray bursts, among the most energetic events in the universe. Although the observatory remains scientifically productive, it was built without propulsion capable of maintaining its orbit. Atmospheric drag has gradually reduced Swift's altitude over the past two decades, and increased solar activity accelerated that decay. NASA determined the spacecraft was at risk of descending too low for safe servicing operations later this year. If successful, the Swift rescue mission could establish a new model for extending the lives of aging spacecraft. Beyond preserving a valuable scientific observatory, The mission will demonstrate technologies that may one day allow commercial operators and government agencies to service satellites rather than replacing them. The mission's being closely watched as a potential milestone in the growing field of commercial on-orbit satellite servicing. Now to some passes for today, Sunday the 5th of July, and all times in Central African time. The International Space Station, 1659 to 1710. SO50 or SAUDISAT-1C, 2252 to 2305. And finally, CHAPISASAT, 1439 to 1451. This is ZS5FR for AMSAT SA.